My question is to Cardinal Bailey and Sister Marianne. Whereas I do not for 1 minute personally doubt your sincerity when you both express shame and regret for what happened in the past, I must ask you two related questions. Cardinal Sean, it was only last year that it was finally settled, the Archdiocese of Armagh finally settled with Mr. Bowen after the man you questioned was employed on 14th of 1975 on his abuse by Brendan Smith, and who you believed in that time. He initiated his action against the Archdiocese in the late 1990s. As he discovered, and his solicitor discovered, the diocese had full details of his case on file, yet it persisted in dragging its feet, literally, for what was it, 7-8 years, before it was finally settled. I mean, that indicates that this mindset of when an accusation comes in, the first instinct of the church is reach for a lawyer hasn't disappeared. And if I might underline that, at the recent symposium in Rome last month, Sister Maria, the church in Ireland was represented by clergy, with one exception. The only lay person there was Edward Gleeson, a lawyer who's advised the church, religious and secular, over the years on handling abuse cases. And really, again and again, when we've had apologies from the church in the past, we've had scripts prepared by lawyers, the primary responsibility and concern being the protection of the institution from having to give out any more money than it had to. And I'm getting there. And these cases often, literally, in the instances, got to the steps of the High Court, because I was there myself for the second final day. Have we yet to get away from this idea of lawyers dictating church policy when it comes to dealing with abuse victims?
The inaction was not due to our diocese. At one stage, our lawyer said, you could ask for this case to be dismissed. And I said, no, leave it there. And then finally, it was pursued.
Sister Maria.
Why did it take so long?
No, just Sister Maria. Patsy,
I was also at the symposium. And
I want to take issue with this, with citing a personal individual. We don't know who and why that individual was there, and I just want to mark I'd make that official.
The official list is in the
Yes, but we don't know whether he was whether he was sponsored or in his own capacity.
I was citing that.
Well, I don't know that, and I'd like
no,
to question
I'd like to,
the
no, one no, no, may
I just want to say that. I just want to say that.
I just want to refute that totally. He was not there at the invitation of Corrie. The invitations came to us, to myself, to attend, and I was there with the president of Corrie as well, Richard Conchita. Your question related to the, as I understand it, the influence of lawyers.
As you recall, Sister Marion, I may have seen the reports where Judge Ryan referred to this last week. He was at a talk, gave a talk and said how people shouldn't have to be told how to say sorry, and that was his belief. Happened in the past, particularly for religious concern,
okay.
That they're prepared. By the way, Mr. Gleeson's name I only refer to because he's a lawyer,
sure.
The person.
Patsy, I think that the whole thing is just so complex. There are legal issues about things. There are human issues about things. I do think that that we religious do need to recognise and understand. I think there was a slowness to understand the impact of child abuse. There was an acknowledgement that it happened and a realisation that it happened, but I'm not sure that the impact was fully understood. And I think that is something that has been evolving, not just in church circles, but also among psychologists, psychiatrists, and so on. So I think that your question really is saying, are we heartfelt in our apology? And my answer is yes, we are.
I mean,
as heartfelt as one can humanly be.
This is as contemporary as the Cloyne book, because a lawyer played a huge role in the response of Cloyne Diocese to abuse.
Well, I'm not privy to the inner workings of the Cloyne
report.
So I just say one thing. We did, many years ago, there was a project to develop within the Irish Church a non-adversarial system to look at the questions of and it didn't work. It didn't seem to be able to give the guarantees that would ensure independence and protect the rights of the survivors. I always advise survivors when they come to take legal advice. I would pay for that legal advice because I believe that they should get the best advice that is available to them to ensure that their rights are protected. And unfortunately, as long as we have this adversarial system, which is the system of the in so many other areas of litigation. Unfortunately, lawyers will be needed, but they're needed by the victims also. I wouldn't want to give to allow anybody to be, I think, we're being pressurised into a dispute, that the survivors have a right to know exactly what their legal rights are, and their lawyers have done a good job for them.